This is Scott Bishop with Mortal Kombat Online. I'm here at Midway Gamers Day in Las Vegas with series co-creator and creative lead Ed Boone. How are you doing today, Ed?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right. Mortal Kombat 8 is Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. Why DC Universe?
Well, you know, I guess there's like a bit of a history involved with it. You know, like since around Mortal Kombat 3, you know, we've always talked about, you know, kind of merging Mortal Kombat with some other kind of universe. You know, I play all the fighting games, you know, movies and whatnot. So we talked about, you know, Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter versus Tekken, Virtua Fighter, Dead or Alive, all that stuff. And, you know, some of them we pursued and some of them, you know, went further than others and whatnot. And then so kind of out of the blue, the idea of doing a DC Universe crossover was presented to us. So, you know, the team talked it over, whatnot, and we were kind of like, okay, well, what are the benefits and what are the negatives of doing it and whatnot? And, you know, I guess from our standpoint, this is Mortal Kombat 8 when you think about it. You know, we really need to introduce dramatically new elements to the series, or, you know, things are going to be, you know, kind of drifting away. And we did that kind of with Deadly Alliance. When Deadly Alliance came, it was nothing like Mortal Kombat 4, but we thought it had to do a reboot. And we've seen other fighting game sales kind of dip down from their previous kind of big selling days. And I think I always thought it was because they kind of stayed the same. You know, they would make minor changes, tweak this character, add a couple of moves, but effectively it was the same game. And I think that the public reacted the same way to doing that. So our kind of motivation to doing it was dramatically new features, dramatically new story, and also it's the first Mortal Kombat on the next generation platform, so it's going to be as new of a what you know is Mortal Kombat as you've ever seen.
So it was presented to you. Did was it originally DC's idea, or did DC approach Midway, or did Midway approach DC on the idea?
No, my understanding, and I guess I don't know, you know, 100% for sure, but my understanding was that it was the our marketing people, new people at DC, and they, you know, kind of pursued it, and then they presented it to us, and, you know, they had said, you know, if you don't want to do it, you know, we're not going to do it and whatnot. And, you know, at first we kind of thought about it, but then we kind of weighed the pluses and minuses and whatnot, and we were really, you know, we really felt that it was time, Mortal Kombat 8, you know, like I said, to do a big reset like we did with Deadly Alliance.
So I guess my question here would be, this is a canon game. It follows, it does follow after the events of Mortal Kombat Armageddon?
In terms of the story?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know what? I think when all is said and done, I don't know if this is going to be a, I don't know what the terms are, like a what if or whatnot. And, you know, probably when we do the next game, we'll probably kind of decide if it was something that was in the part of the main Mortal Kombat storyline, or if it was kind of like a tangent that we took.
Now, so far, only four characters have been announced. Superman, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and Batman. Are we going to be seeing more a wide variety of heroes and villains? Like, would we see, for example, the Joker versus Kano, Ra's al Ghul versus Shang Tsung, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I we're definitely not going to be just all heroes. You know, what part of what Mortal Kombat offers and part of what DC offers is, you know, really cool villain characters as well. So while we're not allowed to kind of like, you know, officially announce characters, you are going to see DC villains and you are going to see Mortal Kombat villains as well.
Okay. Now, I understand you are still using Unreal Engine 3 for the game, fighting game engine, for the basis of the game. How difficult has it been to convert this engine into a to use this engine as a fighting game engine? As because most people, when they think of Unreal Engine, they think first person shooter or third person shooter.
No, and they're right. You know, I mean, the you know, we had to make, you know, dramatic changes, and we had to write a lot of our own custom software to run with the Unreal software, because, you know, we have, you know, kind of a different agenda than a first-person shooter does. We have two big characters, you know, 20,000+ polygons, animating at 60 frames a second with multi-tiered backgrounds, different fighting modes and whatnot. That has a completely different set of requirements than a first-person shooter, a driving game, or whatnot. So we, the amount of extra work we had to do was extensive.
Now, you bring up a good point. You mentioned multi-tier fighting and fighting modes. How much of the fighting engine from Mortal Kombat, the last generation, can we expect to carry over? Will we see, for example, style changes, that kind of thing?
No, actually, that's one of the things that we're doing with this game, is we're wiping the slate clean story-wise, presentation-wise, and fighting mechanic-wise. So we're not going to have the multiple fighting styles, but we are going to have these different fighting modes. And so, you know, as you're fighting the game, you're going to be playing what people think of as the traditional fighting, you know, jumping and kicking and punching and throwing and all that. And then you can get into different modes where, like, you know, you grab your opponent, move them in close, and then you get into what's more reminiscent of a boxing game, you know. So it's like, you know, big, massive hits, you know, much more detailed damage and whatnot. And then you also have the kind of transition free fall combat where you're falling, but instead of it just being a show that you watch, which has been kind of before in the Mortal Kombat games, there's a fighting mechanic. So there are punches and kicks and counters and all that that you adapt to and play as you're falling.
Now, here is one question a number of the fans have had with the rumors of that had been going around about Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. Fatalities, the blood and gore that we're used to seeing from the original games. There is some word that the game may not have fatalities at all. Granted, storyline-wise, one can't exactly expect to see Sub-Zero rip Superman's head off. But would DC step in and say, no, you cannot do this? Are there going to be fatalities in the game?
We are currently planning on having finishing moves in the game. You know, now obviously DC characters, you know, Superman doesn't kill. He's a Boy Scout. He's a hero, you know. And so we're definitely going to work within the restrictions of DC's approvals and whatnot. And but we, you know, in terms of fighting, the feel of the fighting, it is going to be brutal. It is going to have these kind of, you know, really intense moments. We're going to push it as far as we can to an M rating, and then step back one step, because our goal is to release a T-rated game.
Okay, I guess my final question then would be, as you've, I think I'm being made fun of. seriously though, as you and the folks at Midway have been following the forums. You know, there is a considerable consternation, I guess is the word, concerning the fact that this is a crossover with DC Universe. What would you say to those fans to try to put their minds at ease?
I guess my thing is, you know, we totally expected it. We knew that we were doing such a radical change that there would be a backlash, there would be reaction and whatnot. But you know, eventually, you know, the details of the game, how the game feels, how it fights, you know, the new features, I think, will eventually, prevail over any kind of people's, like, assumptions of what the game is going to be like. It's going to be an intense fighting game. It's going to be really kind of the feel. It's going to have the feel of Mortal Kombat. It's going to be dark, gritty. We're not Super Friends. We're Batman Begins. We're the Dark Knight. You know, we're very, very dark, you know, moody presentation of what Mortal Kombat is. And so when they play the game, you're going to feel, this feels like a Mortal Kombat game.
Actually, one last question. Can we expect to see the game playable at E3?
Yeah, right now the goal is it's going to be a playable version at E3.
Cool. We will keep reporting on this game as we learn more. This is Scott Bishop with Mortal Kombat Online.